Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Dylan Majavi is a South African actor, singer, and model who is all about sharing the best vibes and big beats. Dylan thrives on pushing himself out of his comfort zone, which can be seen in his entry of the 2024 Mr. South African contest, of which he is one of the finalists. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Dylan Majavi. Where in the world are you and how are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me, Barrett. And where am I? I'm in a most exciting journey of my life. You know, I am releasing new music. I am now Mr. South Africa contestant so it's been busy. It's been challenging and absolutely an exciting journey to be part of because it definitely took me out of my comfort zone. But yeah, that's all in all. You know, Dylan's a singer. I am an actor. I am now a pageant contestant as well. So it's been amazing so far.
Do you have a full-time job over and above doing this other work?
Yes, I do. However, my time is flexible, but I think sometimes it clashes and really, you know, just trying to get the balance of it better. So, yeah, I do have a daytime job that pays the bills.
Soon, your endeavors will be paying the bills. So let's just put that out there. So you mentioned about being a singer, a pageant person, et cetera, et cetera. I find that a lot of people in the world think they have to be stuck in one box. They're either this or that. Mm. So the picture I like to create is that is of a picture of an octopus. So your body is the body and you can have as many tentacles as you want or as little as you want. It's your choice.
Yes. That's absolutely amazing. I agree with you. I've had this conversation with many people where I say, if God blesses you with so many talents or gifts, who am I to hold them back? Who am I to put myself in a box about it and say, okay, I'm just going to be a singer, but yet I also have passion for acting. You know, I also have passion for people. So how is it that I box myself in and say, you know, I'm just a singer. That is it.
Yeah.
And I love the metaphor that you used. You're an octopus. Absolutely amazing. And this is the golden nuggets that I take on my journey with me. So now I use it on my next one, you know, kind of thing. But that's absolutely amazing. And I agree with you. I that's why I venture in everything. Actors, singing, all of it. I'm like, why not? If I have the capacity, why not?
Exactly.
You know, and utilize these platforms.
And that's why when a lot of people retire, they lose the plot because they've been defining themselves in this box for so many years. And now that identity is no longer there. So it's like, who am I?
So is that the way the crisis comes from? The midlife crisis. It's like, oh.
No, that's before. I'm talking when people retire because they've attached themselves to this role and only role. Unless the younger people today, but the older generations, I was this for 30 years. Now I retire. Mm. Now I'm nothing. And it shouldn't be that.
Not at all. Not at all. I agree with you because at the end of the day, we must sort of expand ourselves. And this is part of growing and this is part of getting out of your comfort zone to say that, you know, I have different ventures.
Yeah.
And this is what I am because of these ventures. And then you can decide whether it is that you then just want to do one thing because you ventured in all of these things, you know, but it's best to have your options open and be like, look, I want to do all of this if I can in the capacity and God that willeth the strength, then so be it.
So it's interesting what you say is that most people like to stay in their comfort zones. They don't want to be pushed out of it. So that's why they stay where they are. And even though they might 100%. Be hating it day to day, it's not their passion, but it's what they know. And it's comfortable. And they're getting paid.
No, of course, because now you're getting comfortable and you're making someone else's dream come true by just working this 9 to 5. And yet you're always complaining. You're always saying, no, I don't want to be here anymore. It drives you mad, whatever the case may be. But then someone tells you, look, get out of your comfort zone. But you're not ready. You're scared. But I think it also lies in deeper than that. It's like, who are you? What is your identity? Your identity is not your job. Your identity is not these things, you know, so it's like, who are you first? And once you know who you are, you get to have an understanding of, I can do anything and everything that I set my mind to, you know, and take that leap of faith when I need to.
Absolutely agree. It's interesting because I teach spinning classes and the regulars have their bike. That's their comfort zone. And if someone's on their bike, it's the end of the world. So you see how people create comfort zones out of the most bizarre things. So it's interesting.
100%. Yeah. And it's like the next bike is just as comfortable. It's just as amazing, you know, and high performance as the one that you always sit on. But because you're so conditioning your own mind to the fact of like, this is where I'm at. This is this place. But once you step out of it and view it from the outside in, you get a different perspective.
Yeah.
And it's one of those scenarios that it where it's like, there's a six, it's a six. So you standing there said, I'm here and I'm like, it's a nine. You say it's a six. Is that perspective that we need to get ourselves into, you know?
Yeah. You see, it's interesting. Whether you say it's a six or I say it's a nine, it's true. It's relevant to each of us. It's about honoring and understanding that belief and not putting it down.
100%, absolutely. Yeah. And this is where it stems from. And I think even in a creative space is that thing of like, you need to get out of your comfort zone. Especially me as writing my music and being an artist and being a creative. You always need to put yourself in situations because at the end of the day, I say I'm a storyteller and through my platforms, I'm also a healer and I get to heal people through music, through acting, through my platforms. And you need to almost, you need to go through these experiences to be able to be relatable in order to tell people, well, now I know what you're going through, you know, and I'm a testament of where I am right now. You could make it also. So hence me saying getting out of your comfort zone, it helps you. It makes you a better person. You grow even as a better individual and you get to tell amazing stories. Why not? While at it, you know, being out of your comfort zone.
But it's interesting, if someone is going through something similar as you, you can never actually know how they're feeling because every person feels things differently. And yet we're all assuming that everyone's feeling that things the same.
Yes. However, I do think there is a sort of like core foundation when it comes to, I mean, you have your sad, you have your angry, you have all these emotions. But I think it's just how you navigate it. Some people push it aside. Some people bury it alive. And eventually it comes out in your later years kind of thing. And then you have to deal with it. But I think it's just a mere, maybe I don't and wouldn't maybe get fully what you're going through, but I can understand it. I can have compassion. I can have empathy in terms of what it is that you're going through. I understand that you're not ready to get out of your comfort zone, but you know what? This is what you could do. This is the steps that you could take, you know, because ultimately, you know, I could advise you on how it is that I got to where I got and tell you my testimony and you take from it what you want to.
And then it's their choice if they choose to act or not. And if they don't act, don't complain to me anymore. I'm not interested.
No, absolutely. It's absolutely that. It's like, okay, listen, once or twice, I got you. Okay, you're complaining. All good. But the third time, I'm like, but listen, now at this point, I know we spoke. And that surely somewhere along the line, you have to take what you need to take.
Yeah.
And I think that is one of the things where we need to do the introspection on ourselves first to be like, okay, okay, maybe I don't agree with what Barrett is saying, but you know what? I might say whatever my other friends say because that maybe more relates to me. So what I realized is, Barrett, if you don't give help if people don't ask for help.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, it could easily come back to you and bite you in the ass because it's like, well, yeah, listen here. Yeah, I didn't ask you. So you always have to be cognitive of what it is that you say, what it is that you do. And just be the purest version of yourself and continuously show up for yourself. Because I always say about it, we have the responsibility as humans to be our authentic self, our beautiful self, let our light shine because it gives the next person the permission to do the same. You know, and in that he does the same and it just becomes this beautiful cycle of growing and healing people.
You do realize that you are an indigo child and an empath, hey? Do you know what an indigo child is?
Please tell me that part. I know an empath, but tell me that part.
So for the listeners, I'll give you some homework to do. Basically, indigo children were born from 1975 onwards. It's like an energy of the person. Perceivably, before they came along, society, culture, and religion said because, and they followed. Then indigos came and said, no. Why? Why is it like this? Why is it like that? Why? They had to upturn the cultures and stuff like that. So that's exactly what they are.
That's absolutely amazing. It's one of those things where I realize I've seen it. I've seen these words. I heard it before, but of course never done my research as I should have. But now learning it from you and I'm like, makes sense.
Indigos are, their brain waves are very fast and are able to move as they are processing information. The schooling system is still on the system. If you're not sitting still and looking at me, means you're not listening. So what happened to all these Indigos that were stuffed onto? Ritalin. So that's the, they're not ADHD. It's just Indigos have this energy which flows.
And also adapting to, you know, the changes. And I think also breaking these stereotypes, breaking these walls that has been built. And I definitely embrace it. I definitely can relate to what you're saying. I'm definitely Indigo child now from now onwards because I understand what it is and it relates to me. Because I always advocate for self-development, self-improvement. You know, mental health is so important. And hence me saying it all starts with you. And how do you control your emotions? How emotionally intelligent are you to be able to sit in a certain conversation or a conflict? And how do you deal with that? How do you channel that? You know, because for the past couple of months, Barrett, I did the work on myself. I got me a psychiatrist, did the sessions. And then I was like, you know what? Let me get me a life coach. I need a life coach now. Got me a life coach. I have the life coach since last year, November up till now. And it's been absolutely amazing being on this journey of working on myself, you know. And the reason also why I actually joined Mr. South Africa this year is because I'm ready. I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm confident. And I want to tell a story, you know. And I want to be an example to the younger youth and the people out there. So as that continuous work that you're doing, and once you start that journey, it's hard, 100%. Don't get me wrong, but it's hard. But once you're almost on this roller coaster of healing, it becomes such a rewarding journey because you get to connect. Then the universe sends you these amazing people that you get to connect to and share this golden nuggets with. And I get to collect them and put it in my bag and say, when I win Mr. South Africa 2004, then I say, look here. I'm going to give it back now, kind of thing, you know?
Yes. Most people don't know how to work in themselves. So it's easier to blame the country, the government, the sister, the auntie, the brother, than to stop and look at themselves in the mirror and realize, okay, how did I create this? So it's, if you hear that, okay, cool, blame everyone else. You know, you don't have to look in the mirror. It's much easier for people to deal with.
100%, Barrett. It's easy to point the finger. Because you just get a point. You just get a point. But when the finger's pointed back at you, how do you then receive it back? How do you then deal with that? Because ultimately, now you need to face demons that you have put off for so long, hid away for so long. And we constantly use this phrase of breaking generational curses. And those, of course, stems from before the 1975s, those kind of era, you know, before the Indigo child came on. And now we're here and it's like, no, you know what? We don't agree with this. This needs to change kind of thing. So we're constantly, of course, in a battle of change, of healing, traumas, of being a better version of ourselves, you know? And how do you do that? And of course, meeting yourself firstly and saying, this is what I don't like. This is my strength. This is my weaknesses. What is it that I need to work on? And then start from there. You know, before you meet the next person, before you meet these people.
I think it's important for people to listen to themselves and realize, can I go to a concert by myself? Can I go to movies by myself? Can I go to a restaurant by myself? Just to be with my own personality.
Yes.
And if they say no, there's like, okay, there's a first step.
Yes. Better because you know, the worst feeling ever is feeling alone amongst a group of people. It's the worst feeling. You could feel alone amongst a group of people. And I had my fair share of that as well. And I feel like many people out there that's listening now also probably had that fair share of feeling that way. So what difference does it make of you being alone and sitting with your, or becoming your best friend?
Exactly.
Becoming your love, becoming your first date kind of thing. You know, and giving that love back to you. My life coach said, you know what? The love that you have given to your relationship, your past relationships, and even the people that you meet, that love is yours. And at some point, you need to love yourself first in order to give that love back to the people. You are a priority. You are important.
Exactly.
And I think once people understand that, they then hit a different level of self-love, self-awareness, self-development, self-improvement, mental health. You know, it all ties in so beautifully. And you are the vessel. You are the one in control. I get so excited talking about this because it really just starts with you.
Exactly. So let's, you and I are going to have the meet and have for coffees and we'll chat for hours, but let's focus now. So yes. At what age did you feel cool? You want to be in the entertainment world, creating stories, creating golden nuggets. Yeah. And how did that journey progress where we are today?
So when I was younger, and I think about before the age of 10, the inspiration definitely came from my sister, my eldest sister, and she sings, right? And she sings and she sang back then, but she's not necessarily fully in it. So when I was younger, she would always tell me, listen here, close your one ear, harmonize with me, sing with me, those kind of things. And it definitely sparked something in me then, but I didn't take note of it. And I was just like, okay, carry on, finish school. Let's just do, you know, what I need to do. And I think it's not till like, I think 3-4 years ago, okay, about it, that I realized, no, man, I want to do a song. So my very first single was called Angel, and that was dedicated to my mom and all mothers out there from a child's perspective, just appreciating and giving that honor to their parent or their mother. And then that one was not to the standard of what my recent single is out now. And I definitely realized that you have to pay for what you want. If you want the quality, of course, if you want that standard of work that you want to put out and give to the world and give to your people. So then Touched by Love was created, and Touched by Love was inspired by Healthy Love. And that song was to just give people that hope that healthy love exists. And that healthy love exists with yourself. There's variations of this healthy love. It's with yourself. It's with your partner. It's with the people, your relationship with your family, your friends, your colleagues. There's that healthy love, you know, and it's, I guess it's also called boundaries, but at the end of the day, it exists.
I was thinking of that word as you actually just said it.
it exists and it's there. And I'm like, yo, if people could only actually just get an ounce of it back, it would be absolutely amazing. You know, it's astounding. So that's where that inspiration came from. And then my video, I released my music video for Touched by Love. I released, and I'm very that cliche kind of person, but because I'm like, it's love, you know, let's release it in the month of love.
Yes.
So I released it in, I released it in Feb. And when you watch the video, it tells you and it shows you the variations of love. So I have single people in it. I have a family. I have a married couple. I have just a boyfriend and a girlfriend and just a mother with her children. Those kind of things. It showcases the variations of love and how we extend our love and how we give our love kind of thing. So it's been an absolutely amazing journey so far by just being able to tell the story and being able to relate with people on this platform and through music. It's the most beautiful way ever to just come across with people.
So just a thought, never compare one piece of work to another piece of work, because what happens is at that time you were creating that, it was perfect and brilliant as it should be. So when you listen against new work, listen to it in isolation of the creation when it happened.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that is beautiful. I love that. I love that so much. Because the reason being why I say so is because if someone asks you or asks me, what would you tell your younger self? And I had this conversation. What would you tell your younger self? And I said, I would say thank you to my younger self because you knew what you knew then. You know, you knew how to handle yourself then. So I say thank you for doing what you did. And in the same breath is what you're saying. Don't compare yourself. And that's a beautiful way to also look at it and not comparing. You know, we always say also stop comparing yourself to others. But I guess stop comparing your work to your previous work. And you could take it personally also. I love it. There's that. You see, that's the golden nuggets I'm talking about, Barrett, right there. Thank you.
Because you don't want to put that energy out there that you felt. I mean, to us, it all sounds beautiful and brilliant. But to your ears, for whatever reason, there's that. So you don't want to put that energy out there, if that makes sense.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So I definitely take that with me on my journey moving forward. And then the music video, of course, tells that story. But in overall, I want to create a album called Dear Bestie. And Dear Bestie is literally just the music telling a story of how love is and what healthy love is and just giving yourself that love kind of thing. Because with that being said, my new single is being released. That, of course, tells a story of a love letter to myself, you know, a love letter to yourself. Yes.
Sorry, what's it called?
Nobody. Sorry. Nobody. Yes. Nobody. Okay. So nobody got you like you. You know, nobody's going to love you like you. Nobody's going to be there for you like you. So that is the story that I want to tell and bring it across, because it's a love letter to you. With that being said, it's just a journey of appreciating how far you've come, where you are, and where you're going.
Heading to this question, where are you going? What's next? So we know you've got Mr. South Africa pageant, the new music, the album you spoke of. When is that dropping, or is it much later in the pipeline?
Okay, it's definitely much later. The album is definitely going to be launched somewhere next year, because of course it's a creation and a body of work. But during that, all these singles that I'm releasing is also going to be on that album, as part of the album, you know? So it's also telling the story leading up to the album, that people can be like, oh, this is what it is in this beautiful, magical album. And of course, live performances, I want to do sold out shows is where I'm at. And of course, share this music live with the amazing people that has been on my journey, that is following my journey. And just, of course, then do more acting, and then giving that also that journey through healing and giving people a story also, and a relatable one with that. So there's a lot in a pipeline, about it, to, of course, just give the people the healed version of myself, because I always say I arrived in the place that I wanted to be. I arrived in the body, the version, the best version of myself. Okay. This is who I am. And now, with that being said, now I'm like, I'm able to have these goals that I want to achieve. And that is, of course, having sold out shows, releasing albums, releasing beautiful music videos as well that relate these visuals of my storytelling through the music. So, yes, there's a lot, you know.
Sounds very promising with all your goals. So just a point, another point. When you are giving healing to people in the forms that you do it, allow them to receive it when they do, which might be a 6 months, years later. Mm-hmm. And don't let them not getting it in that moment be a distraction, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
No, 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree with you, because I think the reason is like you put this work in, and you almost, because now of course it's close to my heart, and I'm like, okay, when people hear it, this is how they're gonna feel. 100%. As I say, I'm of course on this journey, and I'll forever be on a journey, because ultimately it's all about the journey. But with that being said, it's always a learning curve. You know, you're always going to learn, and like I'm learning from you, we learn from each other. Is that taking it with you and being like, okay, let me implement it here, let me implement it there. So absolutely. I think even with, like I say, about the new single, the album, I think that'll be my perspective, because of course you're sharing the story, but at the end of the day, it's the people in itself to feel it for themselves, for the way they want to feel it. And 100%, I think even for me as a consumer as well of music, it's also for me to then feel and be like, okay, this song is touching me this way, this song is making me feel this way, this, those kind of things. So I guess I also understand it from both perspectives. And it's also all a learning curve at the end of the day, because I can't feel like I must know it all, because I can't know it all at the end of the day. You know, I have to be open to receiving, new information. I have to be open to receiving good energies. I have to be open to receiving all these amazing things, or these golden nuggets along my journey. And how, and also through that, how do I expect to be a better person, a better artist, a better creative or storyteller, if I'm not willing and able to be open and say, okay, I hear you, I like that, okay, I'm going to implement it next time, those kind of things.
Because most other people are blaming everyone else and pointing, so they don't like hearing it. You are not doing that. So there we go.
No, because I'm like, it's easy to dish out. It's easy to dish out jokes, or easy to dish out disrespect or whatever and complaints. But if it comes back to you, let's get there. How are you going to take it? What needs to be done here?
Yeah.
You know, and how are you going to receive it? So be careful when you're always pointing the finger, because when people point it right back, are you ready? Have you arrived in the body? Have you arrived in the space that you can respond in?
I'm a Reiki master, and we learned that of the mirror effect. So if a person's situation or experience is allowing you to feel a perceived negative emotion, is because that situation, person, et cetera, is mirroring something within yourself that you have not yet acknowledged. That's why it's bothering you. So what I suggest is, if the listeners are going through some stuff or an experience and it really makes them angry, take a breath, watch it play out like on a movie screen, like you're an observer watching it, And then you say, cool, what about this makes me upset? And then you'll get the mirror.
That's absolutely amazing. Firstly, I love that you're a Reiki master. Absolutely amazing. No wonder. So beautiful. It just flows. And yes, I agree with you. It is one of the things when you know when people use a phrase, it irritates my spirit. It is one of those things of that these signs. You know, you always ask for signs. These signs. Mm. Are you taking note? Are you listening? Are you taking in? And are you doing the work? Because ultimately, that's where it lies. So signs come your way always, and we just not open enough to see them or taking note. Exactly. You know, or self-aware of like, okay, this is what I need to do. So people just definitely have to be more open-minded, you know, and get to the space that you want to get to of being a better version for yourself, and in that be a better person for the next person and generation kind of thing.
So choosing a different spinning bike every time they're going to spinning.
Yes!
There we go.
Yes! I didn't even see it.
The Mr. South Africa pageant, you said you were now ready and arrived to do it.
Yes.
Explain more. Let's dive into that.
Okay. So when I say that, I mean, if you asked me a lot, why don't you join Miss South Africa? I would have felt very much in my head, I would not feel as confident as what I'm feeling now. And that's why I didn't take on the journey last year or the year before, you know. But this year there was something different. And the reason why there was something different in that shift within myself, was because I realized that there's work to be done internally. Mm. And once I started on that journey of working on myself and being a better version of myself, and it's, you know what's so crazy about it is that, you know, when you're younger and you're always like, oh no man, you make these mistakes and you always envision and want to be a better version of yourself, and you can just but imagine that, oh, I just want to be here already kind of thing. But you have to do the work, and this is where I am now, that I could look back and say, oh my word, I've actually arrived and I've done the work, and I've now gotten to this one point. But of course you continue to get to the next point. So with that being said, I have a story to tell. And Mr. South Africa is that platform for diverse men, irrespective of sexual orientation, irrespective of just your background, where you come from. And it's a platform that could be utilized to tell my story, to be an example to the young men, the young youth, because I can only but already see when I win Mr. South Africa, it's definitely the platform that I'm going to get to use and create a beautiful program called Dear Bestie, and go into schools and tell them the steps, or give them the steps or the guidance of becoming your best friend first. And in that, being aware that this is also what you want to achieve. This is what you want to do. Because at the end of the day, how do you want to achieve these things, or how do you want to go on these big platforms if you don't know who you are first? And the reason why you're doing certain things. And my why for Mr. South Africa and why I'm doing it is because I want to tell my story. I want to be able to give back the way I've been giving myself the love and the journey that I could showcase and show that to people that listen here. This is how you could go about it. This is how it starts. And this is where it starts. Also, with that being said, it's the golden nuggets that I've received that I've with yourself, Barrett, this golden nuggets on my bag to my Mr. South Africa crowning. I get to then implement those crowns. I mean, those golden nuggets, you know, into this program. And of course, I'm also on my journey now to becoming a life coach. That's also one thing that I want to do, and also implement that with this platform and be a testimony and say, listen, if I could do it, so can you. Oh, and you want to know how? Here's how. Those kind of things. You could have this conversation, you know. So hence me saying, I'm ready, I'm confident, I'm self-aware of getting myself into Mr. South Africa and the reason to why I'm doing it.
The podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message, what would you like to say?
Oh, I would like to say it all starts with you. It all starts with you. Get to know yourself first. Get to become your bestie. You'd be able to navigate life even better. You'd be able to achieve your goals even better once you work on yourself, once you know who you are. And once you know who you are, you then know your why. And from that, you go on this journey of achieving your goals. So become your own bestie.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook @CelebSavant. That's CelebSavant.